Welcome to The Grow Show, powered by Steel. On The Grow Show, we share ideas, tips, tactics, and insights to help you grow your landscaping business based on our team's 40 years of experience running a landscaping company and working with other owners and their teams to do the same. New episodes are released weekly on Wednesdays. Filling in for our host, Marty Grunder, this week is Grow Group Vice President Vince Torchia. I'll let him take it from here.
Hi, everybody. Vince Torchia here for another exciting episode of The Grow Show, powered by Steel. Hey, we know what time of year it is. It's a time to stay focused and a time to prioritize and execute, right? A phrase that you've heard Grunder Landscaping use, Seth Blum, the president of Grunder, use a lot, prioritize and execute. So this week in this mini episode of The Grow Show, I'm going to ask you a couple questions. I want you to think about these answers and let's talk about what you can do with them. So think of this as your spring, summer check-in, depending on when you're listening to this, and see how you're doing. So, number one, in this busy time of year, yes or no, am I spending time every week on my priorities? Yes or no? Do I know what my priorities are, and am I spending time on those priorities? Right? Jim Cali, our ACE facilitator, our partner at McFarland Stanford, I love this question he asks of other people when they say, my number one problem is hiring right now. And Jim always says, how much time are you spending solving your number one problem? Evidently, the answer is always not enough time on it, right? So we all know how it goes, right? We get busy. We have to talk to clients, have to talk to our team. We have demands at home. Those things need to be prioritized accordingly based on the season that we're in and what we're working on. So for example, right now, you're running a company, if you're a sales team member, if you're an ops team member, no matter what your situation is, do you know what your priorities right now? Is it a sales priority? Is it an hours priority? Is it an equipment priority? Is it a lawn care priority, right? Whatever it is right now, and then go back to your calendar and think, okay, how much time am I spending on that? You can control that, right? It's a classic thing of blocking your calendar, bossing your calendar, not let it boss you, but go back to the first question, right? What are my priorities? Am I spending time on them every week, right? Answer that honestly, and if you're not, make a plan to do it, right? Marty is famous for his weekend plan, right? Every Saturday or Sunday, he'll take time to look out for his next month and say, okay, what are my priorities in the next month? Do I have my calendar secured matching those priorities, right? So if you're not spending time on your priorities, that's okay. Spend time planning your week and ensure that your week is full of the things that are priorities for you. Question number two, am I playing offense or defense right now? Said in another way, am I being proactive or reactive? We all know that feeling, right? We come in on a Monday, we had this plan for the week, right? We just scheduled our priorities. I was told to do that by Vince on The Grow Show. Monday morning, you know what, it's the fan, I'm back on defense, right? It happens. So I will go back again to being proactive is all about having a plan, right? All about playing offense, not about playing defense. So of course, there are days and hours where you're going to play defense. You're going to get a call from a team member. You're going to get a call from a client. You're going to get a call from a vendor. And of course, you might have to go into reaction mode and go resolve that. But that should be the exception, right? That should not be how we're operating on a daily and a weekly basis. So what are some ways that you can play offense? It goes back to point number one. What is your plan? Have you properly blocked your calendar? Have you properly communicated with your team? Have you properly laid out goals and metrics that we have, so that the team can then maybe make decisions on their own and not always come back to you for questions and comments? Have you empowered them, right, to handle the things that are in their wheelhouse, right? That starts with that. And number two, when you feel yourself being reactive, just take a pause. Take a pause and go back to any tool that you've used in the past, whether it's the Eisenhower matrix, right? Is it a priority for right now? Is it urgent? Is it important? Is it the urgent and the important, right? Go back to those matrix, goes back to your to-do list. Just pause and ask yourself, am I letting this get the better of me today? And if I don't do anything with this right now, what's going to happen with it? Or if I empower a team member to handle this, what's going to happen with that? Am I the one who has to be responsible for this? And again, if it comes back to you, the answer is yes, go handle it. Go resolve it. Play defense. Get it done, right? Don't let it fester. But don't just do it without taking a deep breath, taking a pause, as Marty said in previous weeks, right? Acknowledge where you're at with something and then go get back to being on offense, right? So number two, am I playing offense or am I playing defense? What can I do to be playing more offense this week? Number three, Am I spending time reviewing numbers on a daily basis, right? Numbers are things that change in our industry every day, right? When time is approved, when work is sold, when jobs are billed, our numbers move around. Yes, you should be looking at them every day. And if you're listening to this and saying, well, Vince, I only look at my numbers when I close out the month, you're letting too much time go by. And again, that's a very common thing. We hear about that with ACE peer group members all the time, that they're uncomfortable with financials or they're uncomfortable with their metrics. A lot of that just goes back to focus. If you look at something every day, you'll begin to learn more about it. Now, that might raise other questions. It might raise questions from your accounting team. It might raise questions with your bank. It might raise questions with your operations team. Like, hey, didn't we do a whole bunch of work yesterday? Shouldn't we have earned that revenue? Why isn't our revenue dial moving? Oh, we didn't approve time for yesterday yet. Oh, why? We always approve time in the morning. Oh, well, this is what happened, X, Y, Z. Okay, well, let's not have that happen again. Right? But if you look at numbers every day, you'll begin to learn more about them, begin to feel more empowered, and you will grow in confidence with numbers and metrics. So things that change on a daily basis could be sales, your bank balances, your accounts receivable balances, right? Your hours worked. These are all things that you can be looking at on a daily basis that, again, are not going to make or break your day. They're not going to make or break your week. They're not going to make or break your month. But it begins to breed confidence. You begin to poke and prod and look and ask more questions, and you just begin to have a better understanding of your team. So for this, I would encourage everybody in the morning to get the 3 to 5 numbers they think they need to watch, right? Depending on what you do in the organization, those might be different, right? From a leadership standpoint, from a sales standpoint, from an ops standpoint. But find your 3 to 5 numbers, look at them every morning, right? And begin to see trends, begin to ask questions, and then begin to understand, how can I better use these numbers from a leading perspective and not a lagging perspective? Right, so what I mean by that is, how can I get in front of opportunities or in front of challenges and not just learn about them on the back end, aka playing defense? And finally, my last question for you, what are you doing outside of work that you're excited about? Are you spending time with your family? Are you spending time with your friends? Are you going to concerts? Are you going to movies, right? Whatever it is that you're into, is that also on your calendar? Is that also a priority for you? And how are you managing that on a weekly basis? We all work hard. We all work a lot. We all need to disconnect, unplug, and engage with people that matter to us. And doing that with your family and your friends, even in a busy time of year, is super important. So how am I prioritizing that, right? How can I find time and make time in my calendar to be social with people every week, right? It matters to your family. It matters to your friends. We don't want people to just go into a cocoon for 90 days and nobody sees from us or hears from us or talks to us. You also get re-energized, right? It reminds you why you work hard. You also maybe get a new way of looking at things when you have conversations with your family or friends, right? It sparks new ideas. You understand things from a different perspective. But even when we're busy, even when we're in the run, even when we're making it happen for our team and for our clients, we cannot neglect the time that we spend with family and friends. So again, my questions for you to consider this week on the Grow Show. Am I spending time every week on my priorities? If I'm not, I need to get them on my calendar and I need to stick to it. Am I playing offense with my team and my clients, or am I on defense, right? Am I being proactive or reactive? If you're being proactive because you have a great plan, good for you, stick to it. If you feel like you're in reaction mode, go back to your weekly planning sessions, really ask yourself, is this a priority of mine, or could somebody else on my team handle this better, or should I even be doing it? And then number two, as we heard from Marty a few episodes back, when you get into reaction mode, pause, acknowledge, and then deal with the problem or empower someone else to deal with it on your team. Number three, am I reviewing numbers every day, right? Am I in a rhythm in the morning, looking at 3 to 5 numbers, giving me a little bit of sense of how what yesterday went, giving me a little bit of sense of what's coming up so that I can be empowered to ask questions, to learn, and to grow with my team. And then finally, question four, am I spending quality time with my family and friends outside of work? Right? That is a priority. That should be on your calendar. That should be something that, because we've planned, because we're playing offense, because we have a good pulse on the business from looking at our metrics every day, that should afford us the opportunity to spend time with our family and friends. So this week I've helped you a little bit listening here to the Grow Show powered by Steel. As always, if there's something you'd like for Marty or myself or anyone from our team to touch on, drop us an email, grow@growgroupinc.com, and we'd be happy to cover it. That's all for this week. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Grow Show. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And head to growgroupinc.com for more information and resources to grow your landscaping business. A special thanks to the folks at Steel, whose support makes this podcast possible and whose reliable handheld power equipment makes our jobs easier daily. We'll talk to you next week.